But then you do get into the Oklahoma yes. Department of Tourism. Tell us a bit about that.
And I'm so grateful. I just had 4 years as Cabinet Secretary of Tourism, Director of the Department of Tourism. I have a real history of jumping into things that I'm not especially prepared for. I don't know why that is. I guess because I'm willing. And God places great people in the path to help me. I certainly had that with this.
It was Governor Frank Keating who...
Governor Frank Keating asked me to serve. Appointment secretary was a woman named Kay Dudley, who is also a mentor, a great encourager, and a spiritual mentor as well. They were very careful and also shoring up my weaknesses. I was not a politician. I didn't know how to craft legislation. I didn't know the players in the legislature, and so they helped me as agency director to hire a deputy director, Duggan of Olson, whose whole career had been in the legislature and in the Department of Finance. He was perfect to help me, and he helped me hire an assistant who was a godsend, Leanne Overstake, who's still working in state government. But I loved the job. It was still about communication, mm-hmm. you know, communication to our employees, to our in-state public and out-of-state public about the treasures of Oklahoma. I really resonated with that.
You really got to know the treasures, as you said, of our great state.
I did, right. And that was just such a joy. I was lacking in the administrative skills, but again, Doug, that was his strength. We hired good people, and they were in place, but I did know the marketing and promotion and the public relations aspects, and this is where my heart was. So it was a joy to serve that, and I just had a lot to learn, but I feel like I learned it fairly quickly.
Out of the office, you went out and you traveled Oklahoma, went to places you'd never been before because partly it was your job, but you're curious. And you saw all these beautiful places.
I loved that.
The world does not know how great and the different ecosystems we have. I think seven of them that are so wonderful. I don't need to tell you what we just go from mountains to salt flats, and people don't know that.
They don't know that. And it's the most varied landscape of almost any state in America. The greatest Western art, and truly the most hospitable people. That's kind of a cliche, but it's not, because you think of your own vacation experience, how it's affected. And I've traveled the world. The places I won't go back have to do with the people. You know, how you're treated when you go someplace makes all the difference about your experience. And people are treated well here. We're authentic people. We're so inviting and we're so hospitable.
You served 4 years?
Four years under Governor Keating. And of course, that was great fun being in the cabinet. And having a first lady like Kathy Keating was a dream, because Kathy was such a promoter, and Lieutenant Governor Mary Fallon at the time was so promotion-minded. So to be able to work with those two women was a dream, because they love tourism. They were so willing to do anything we asked them to do. One of the things we did that was great fun, that was Kathy's idea, was she was good friends with Janet Huckabee in Arkansas, and so we had this big promotion on that eastern border of the state of Oklahoma that we did with Janet. We just had a blast. We had television stations and newspapers, and they did the same thing for Arkansas with Kathy. Mm-hmm. It was a great 4 years. I'm very, very appreciative of the fact that I received that insight into Oklahoma politics.
And now today you are still involved in our community, of course, in many, many levels.
Yes, I love that. I love to be able to volunteer and to be involved. Also still like to write. And when I think about it, my whole journey has been in great part communication, which is interesting considering that shy streak that I have. But part of it is being able to put words to pictures, even as you said, on the landscape of Oklahoma. In trying to describe that to people, trying to inspire people, you have to use words or pictures. Mm-hmm. And words are more often the vehicle that we use, whether it's written words or spoken words. It's what we use to connect with others. Even music, it's so often the words of music that connect. So that's kind of where my life has been spent and continues today in books and programming that I do. I use those vehicles to hopefully inspire and connect people.